encouragement. Listen now to a recent broadcast by Hollywood Presbyterian Church and Live Big Ministries, where Harry Cooper is pastor. For as long as the Spirit gives utterance this morning, we'll preach from the topic Battle Ready. Battle Ready. Let me ask this question. Is there anybody here who has ever been in a fight? Amen. As I look over our group today, that's most of us that have been in some sort of fight. Now, some of us have been brawlers. Some of us, we were just peace looking for a fight. Every time we were at peace, we were always looking for a fight, because it was being in a fight that energized us, and being in a fight that made us feel like real vital and vibrant. So whenever I'm fighting, when I'm in a dispute, whenever I'm in a conflict, I feel good. Adrenaline junkies. There are others who were not physical fighters, but you have been an emotional fighter, and constantly you're always at some kind of emotional battle. You're battling your emotions. I mean, sometimes you're battling tears all the time. You watch a movie and you start crying. You hear a sad story, somebody tells you that you don't even know, you start crying. Anybody know anybody like that? Just that you're in an emotional battle. I mean, you don't know why it is that way, but it just is that way. Others are in battles because of circumstances that they did not place themselves in. They just got thrust in those situations. So they're in battles with their mindset of the past. The past continues to jump up inside your brain and try to tell you what you can and cannot do, and it begins to limit what you believe your possibilities are. So you are in a battle with your own emotions, your own memories. You become at times a captive to the thoughts of where you have been. And you allow that to limit where you can go. Is there anybody who has ever been in that kind of battle? You heard you're in a battle with a word that somebody said to you years ago, you're not going to amount to nothing. And you consistently live your entire life trying to prove them wrong, as opposed to proving yourself right. And there is a difference between proving yourself right and proving someone else wrong. We are in a battle. And if you're in these yet-to-be United States of America, you recognize that there are battle fronts all around us. You have Democrats versus Republicans. And then inside the Republicans, you have Tea Partiers, and then those who are fiscal conservatives within the Republican Party, and they are constantly fighting those fights. You have then Bloods and Crips and gangbangers and those who are fighting and living within MS-13. You have all of these battle lines going on. I mean, you have Democrats, and then you have progressive Democrats, and you have moderate Democrats. You have those who stand on this side of an issue and those who stand on that side of an issue. And do you see how much conflict we're living in? There's conflict all around us. Everybody seems to be fighting for something. And what I am depositing today is that the fights that we are fighting, which oftentimes manifest themselves in the physical realm, have their beginning in the spiritual realm. The fights that we are often having, which begin to jump on people, and so we think we're fighting, I'm gonna fight James because James does not agree with me. This is a spiritual issue, not a physical issue. But we make it a physical issue because that's how it manifests itself. I can see James, And therefore, I think I need to fight James. But if I were more spiritually mature and more spiritually battle ready, I would understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the forces of evil in high places. So when I am in a battle, I need to understand that I'm not fighting you. Now that goes back to one of the four agreements that I've often talked about and teach about. One of the four agreements is take nothing personal. If you really want to get through this life with as much peace as possible, there are four basic agreements that if you follow them, you will have a great amount of peace in your life. One of those agreements, the first agreement is speak life. Speak life. Whenever you talk, never say anything negative. Speak life. So when you talk about your own life, how many people have ever said something about themselves and called themselves a name when they did something wrong? You big dummy. How could you be so stupid? How could are you riding on the short bus? What's wrong with you, man? Come on, fix it for yourself. Anybody ever beat themselves up? All right, just making sure. I'm not want to make sure I'm in the right place. Well, from this day forward, commit yourself to never doing that again. Because no matter what you have done, no matter what mistake you might have made in the past, it is in the past. It has already happened. Why are you carrying all that junk in your trunk from yesterday? Every day has enough of all that it has for you not to need to carry junk in your trunk from the past. Move on, let it go, speak life. Say, instead of saying, I messed up, say, I have a learning experience. You see, when you talk about it like that, now that's positive because you're saying, I got something out of that and I am better because of it. And every situation you have ever been through, you are better because of it. So, first of all, speak life always. That's one of the battle tested. You're going to be in a battle. You're going to live this life. You will be battle ready if you speak life always. Secondly, take nothing personal. Nothing that anyone ever says to you is about you. You so ugly. That ain't about you. That's how they see you. That's not how you are. It does not become how you are until you agree with somebody else's assessment. Now, if you don't think you ugly, they're not talking about you.
I
don't know about, we talked about battles a couple minutes ago. One of the battles I remember getting in my life was somebody talking about my mama. Oh, you don't talk about my mama. You can talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but don't talk about my mama. So somebody said something about my mama, and I just thought I needed to clock them right there, right then, and right there. Because you don't talk about anybody's mama. So I got home. You know, thinking it's going to be all right. You know, shoot. Mom, I defended your honor. I got into a fight. Your son, you got in trouble. They called me from school. What happened? Well, I got into a fight. How? I was, you know, somebody said something about you. It's okay. Was it true? Well, no, it wasn't true, Mom. You're not no scallywag. You're not no stank mama. Well, if it wasn't true, they weren't talking about me. So why are you going to get in a fight over a lie? I'm sorry, son, does the person even know me? No, they don't know you, but they were talking about you. No, they were not talking about me. They were talking about what they were talking about, but they don't know me. They never met me, and what they said wasn't true. You the fool getting in a fight over some nonsense like that. Take nothing personal. If they say you're the most beautiful person in the world, if they say you're the ugliest person in the world, that says everything about them and nothing about you. Make no assumptions. Don't assume anything. I asked. You have no need to make an assumption when you can ask somebody what they're saying. What do you mean by that? Can you say a little bit more about that? I would like for you to expand on what you just said. Instead of making assumptions, ask questions. And finally, the fourth agreement is always do your best. Once you have done your best, you have no, there is no shame to your game. Your best might not have been good enough for somebody else, but it was the best you could have done at that moment in that time. And if you learn from it, you'll be better the next time you got to face it and got to deal with it. But you cannot sit there and not give your best and think everything is going to be all right. Did you do your best? Uh-uh. You have no idea what the outcome could have been. Why did you not do your best? Well, I thought that it wasn't going to work. Well, as you thought, so you did. But you can no longer be conformed to this world, but you must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what I'm driving at today is about being battle ready. That we are in a battle. And when you look at your life, we are fighting against an adversary, the devil, who walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So when you look at the situations in your life that you are battling, some people are battling financial situations, some are battling romance situations, some are battling situations with family members that just want to hang on and you don't know what to do, you don't know how to cut them loose, they don't know how to cut you loose, you just like, man, I sure wish that we could move on beyond this point. We are in different levels of battle. And I assure you that you are not battling against the person. You are battling against a spirit. And when you begin to battle against spirits, you cannot use your natural resources. You're not going to use your brawn or your brain when the battle is not on this plane. Your brawn and your brain cannot help you in a battle on that's not on this plane. Our spirit person has to develop. Our spirit person has to grow stronger. So when we grow stronger in the spirit, that which is intangible, that which we do not see in the natural realm, that's when we began to see some victories. We know that we're in the midst of the war room Bible study, and when you're in the dealing in a war room, you have to be battle tested, and to be battle tested and to be battle ready is to be prepared for battle. Do not think that just because you come to church, you're not going to be in a battle. In fact, the fact that you come to church alerts the devil, his defense systems go up. It sets all the lights off and say, uh-oh, we got one. And then the moment you say, well, Lord, I'm going to be stronger now, you say, uh-oh, we got two. We really got to fight now, because the enemy does not want you to maximize your abilities. The enemy does not want you to be strong. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So it says in John 10:10. So when you know that the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy, anything that you see that's being destroyed in your life, in your faith value system, you know that's not God. That's the enemy. Am I right? Amen. That makes sense. So the enemy, some adversary who is fighting against you, but you can't beat him with your fist. You can't beat him by running. The scripture says, resist Satan and he will flee. Resist your enemy and he will flee. So that lets us know you can't just go along to get along or just give in. Well, it was the devil. What was I going to do? You know the devil made me do it. No. Devil can't make you do nothing. The devil does not have the power to create. The devil only has the power to distort that which has been created. I hope you catch that. We understand the devil only has the power to distort what has been created. So God created it good. God created you good. God created you in God's own image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So nothing is wrong with you. Oh, wow. If people could simply catch that. Nothing is wrong with you. You are created in the image of God. But you know how we do. If your face is 100%, you got one pimple on a face that's 99.9% clear, you start focusing on the pimple. trying to think something is wrong with you. But the fact that you have a pimple means something is right with you. You'd rather have a pimple that did not allow itself to get deeper into your body and your bloodstream and allow that to come out than to allow what's in that pimple to be started moving inside your body. All right. The pimple was a good thing. The blackhead said that your body is working like it's supposed to work. Moving on. We are in a battle. And the good thing about the battle is you're on the winning team. When you have God in your life, you are on the winning side. And when God is working in you and through you, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. So when it says resist the devil and he will flee, it means buff up. Buff up in your spirit. How are you going to do that? You got to make sure your prayer life is right. And start calling upon the power of God to deal with it. You're married and you want to save your marriage. Don't talk about negatively about your man or your woman. Start telling God about it. Lord, you know Bobby, he's so your child, God. And help me to see you in him. God, it's so difficult right now because all I can see is him with that other woman doing what I know that they did. But Lord, I know I refuse to give up and to give in to that situation. Lord, I call upon you to watch over him, God. Guide his feet, order his footsteps. Start praying positively for your spouse and start watching what starts happening. Watch him. Become the person you believe they can be when you start praying for them as opposed to just praying for you to not kill them. But if praying not to kill them is as far as you can go, start there. Please, the Lord will give you strength. We don't need any more dead people just because they messed up. Folk mess up. They don't always get it right. And if you really tell the truth, you don't always get it right either. But we're not wrestling against that man. You're not wrestling against that woman. We are wrestling against the forces of evil. We are wrestling against spiritual principalities. So when you start wrestling against spiritual principalities, you've got to be strong in your prayer life. You got to believe that God is actively involved and God wants to give and reveal to you all the positive things. So therefore, you submit yourselves to God. That's battle ready. Submit yourself to God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I am submitted to you leading. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. Whatever you feed me, I will swallow. Because God, I am your child. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Now, that is an important component. You can't resist the devil if you have not submitted yourself to God. Because I promise you, the devil ain't playing. This ain't a game, as DMX used to say. You think it's a game? This is not a game. When you start fighting that devil, if you haven't prayed up and you haven't submitted your will to God, next thing you know, you are buck wild doing the exact same thing you thought you were fighting. It has jumped up on you, and you got you as Deacon Gus used to say, you in a mell of a hess. Words can't even come out right. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. That seems like that's an affirmation that is complete. It is not he might flee. The devil cannot stand up against God. He's already lost. When he thought he won, he found out he lost. This past week, Reverend Azra McLean in Revival said, Jesus went to hell and kicked the hell out of hell. He went and beat the hell out of hell. Because when the enemy, the devil thought he had him, Jesus said, oh, no, I don't think so. My daddy said, give me the keys. Give me the keys. And the devil thought he could send all of his imps and everything against him. Give me the keys. Until Jesus gives the knockout blow, takes the keys of death and hell, and it comes out of the grave, and he rises and he resurrects. And now we understand, no matter what hell you are going through, hell can't keep you. You can be in hell, but hell does not have to be in you. And you can take the Spirit of God, and the devil will have to flee. So these next scriptures I'm going to give you are just some ways to fight the devil and know that he will flee. So I'm going to say it, and hopefully it'll get deep inside of you. John, the first John 4:4 says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So repeat after me, greater is he that is in me than is in the world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to God. Repeat after me, the weapons we use are not the weapons of the world. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. That's 1 Peter 5 and 9. So repeat after me, resist the devil. Stand firm in the faith. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. That's Isaiah 54, 7. Repeat after me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's Romans 8:37. So repeat after me. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. That's 1 Corinthians 15:57. Repeat after me. I have the victory through Jesus. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That's Zechariah 4:6. So repeat after me. Not by might. Not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. That's 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Say, repeat after me, the Lord is faithful, and he will give me strength. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 7. So repeat after me. The Lord will make my enemies flee from me. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also provide a way out so you can endure it. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Repeat after me. God will make a way out of no way. And you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's John 8:32. Say, the truth will make me free. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's Matthew 16:18. Say, the gates of hell cannot prevail on the rock God built this church. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. That's Psalm 18:39. Repeat after me. God has girded me with strength for battle and will subdue all my enemies. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. That's 2 Chronicles 20:15. Say, repeat after me, the battle is not mine. It is the Lord's. I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My sisters and brothers, do not give up. Do not quit. You may be in a battle right now, but you're on the Lord's side. And when God is in it, you know you're going to win it. When God is in it, you know you're going to win it. When God is in it, you know you are going to win it. We live in victory every day, believing in God. We live in victory. We are more than conquerors. You got the power of God in your life. You don't have to fake it till you make it. Just trust him and he will lead you everywhere you need to go.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Listening to a broadcast of Live Big Ministries, a ministry of Hollywood Presbyterian Church located 2840 Hollywood Avenue in Shreveport, Louisiana. If you're interested in supporting this ministry, we encourage you to go to livebigministries.com or follow us on Facebook. From now on, live in victory every day, believing in God. You have been listening to a broadcast of Live Big Ministries, a ministry of Hollywood Presbyterian Church located 2840 Hollywood Avenue in Shreveport, Louisiana. If you're interested in supporting this ministry, we encourage you to go to livebigministries.com or follow us on Facebook. From now on, live in victory every day, believing in God.